factor. It protects me from the fuss. Well, I do what I gotta do to get through working at 9 to 5. It's killing me, but then again, it's keeping me alive. It puts the gas in my truck, butter on my biscuit, couple bucks when I'm itching. You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Teresa Taylor. The state's COVID-19 testing positivity rate is jumping higher. It went up a few points on Tuesday alone, now running about 14.3%. That pushes the weekly average to 11.6. It had been inching up for several days. The 4,400 new cases reported statewide Tuesday are above Colorado's average of about 4,150 per day. Hospitalizations have gone up too, with 1,940 state residents in those facilities for treatment as of Monday. Colorado prisons remain some of the state's worst COVID-19 hotspots, Jim Williams reports.
Some inmates' family members are expressing concerns, admitting that, yes, their loved ones may have committed crimes, but in most cases they haven't been sentenced to death. Those relatives are also relaying to the outside world that often knowing their inmate has COVID, prison officials don't seem to be doing anything to care for them. The virus continues to explode in Colorado's correctional institutions. 4,550 inmates have tested positive since the start of the pandemic. 1,558 of those are active cases right now. The Corrections Department says 11 inmates have died of COVID so far, 4 of them in just the last few days. I'm Jim Williams.
Denver police will indeed get a raise in 2022, despite some council members' opposition, as the city faces massive tax shortfalls and other city staff face furloughs. That's what an arbitrator ruled Tuesday. The approximately 1,400 Denver police officers covered by the city's contract with the Denver Police Protective Association will receive a 2% raise on January 1st, 2022, and another 1.5% raise about 6 months later. Police will not receive a raise in 2021. And also will forfeit extra pay for working holidays. Drew Locke and two of his fellow Broncos quarterbacks all tested negative again for COVID-19 Tuesday, so they're good to go for practice today, as well as Sunday night's matchup against the rival Super Bowl champion, the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm Teresa Taylor on the Rocky Mountain News Network.
Whoa, look, it's Mr. Narwhal from Elf. Santa.
There is so much Christmas at Gaylord Rockies. With 9 hours of activities, you'll have brunch with Charlie Brown and friends, craft at the gingerbread decorating corner, brave or exciting snow tubing plummet, glide across an outdoor ice rink, and step into scenes from your favorite Christmas films, like Elf, The Polar Express, and more, in our all-new I Love Christmas Movies exhibit. Discover it all at Christmas at GaylordRockies.com.
Now is the time to lower your mortgage rate. Even if the process takes a little longer, you cannot afford to miss out, because you could save up to $1,000 a month without restarting your term. But only if you choose American Financing. Get started on your custom loan by calling 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut, take two, action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you've made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at nodiabetesbyheart.org.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps. and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you, and still the government won't admit they faked a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning, don't mind that. I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil.
Foil.
Where it had this foil lined, in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar.
Peculiar.
Seems a little crazy. But someday
I'll prove
there's a big conspiracy.
Welcome to Open Forum Wednesday. This is Brain Cleavage, where the thinking is always robust and intelligence is never artificial. But as you can tell, I'm not Kara. I'm Shepard, the voluntarist, and I'm sitting in for Kara this week. And Kara had this great idea that perhaps we could chat today about property rights. And that's something that's pretty important to me. I don't know if it's important to you as well. I hope so. But I thought, you know, before we could really chat about property rights, we would have to agree what they are, you know, who owns what and what gives you the right to own something. And there's this, there's kind of this movement going on that, maybe people don't really own what they own is what some people are saying. I don't agree with that. But, you know, this whole communal thing, collectivism, it's certainly not what I believe. But I've kind of been trying to listen to other people who do believe that way and get an idea what it is they're thinking. And I guess the collectivist view, some people call it left, I call it collectivist, is that it's okay for people to own property as long as it's personal property, things like a hairbrush. Not own things like a business or land or tools beyond what's needed for home repair. So I guess a hammer would be a kind of a gray area for them. If you're just using the hammer for home repairs, that's okay. But if you plan to go out and do carpentry or handyman repairs, then shame on you for owning it. That should be something that the collective, the commune, owns. And so that kind of seems to be the perspective of a collectivist. And the perspective that I have, and I think maybe many of you listeners would agree with me, I don't know. You tell me. 970-680-1360 is our number. Please do call in. We'd love to get your input and see what you're thinking. But the individualist view, from my perspective, is that we own our own bodies and we own what our bodies rightfully produce. So if I go out and produce, say, I find a stick and I sharpen it up into a spear, that spear is now my property and I own it and I can do with it what I want. And if I have a plot of land that I've been using and putting to productive use, then it's my plot of land and I can rightfully then transfer it to someone else. And so this private property thing for me, it means everything from guns to dishes to automobiles to a $100 million savings account. By the way, I'm not there yet. It refers to everything. It refers to everything that I can acquire or produce and keep throughout my life. And I don't know if you agree with that. Let me know. But Kara mentioned that, you know, that there are so many people out there that are violating others' property rights. They're stealing from them. They're destroying their property. And there's little or no punishment. They're just getting a slap on the wrist. And to me, that seems wrong. It seems to me that that's not a good way that we human critters ought to all interact with each other. That just that seems wrong. It seems to me that if you have some property and it's rightfully yours, it's not something you stole from me or stole from anyone else. If it is your property, you ought to be able to do with your property what you want to do. It's yours. I just don't get the collectivist mindset on this. And if you are a collectivist by whatever name, geesh, I would love to hear from you. Because again, I could be wrong, but it sure seems to me as though I'm not. 970-680-1360. Whether you're a collectivist or an individualist, I'd love to hear your idea about private property rights and how far they should extend. You think we should be able to defend our property? If I have something and you try to take it, should I be able to physically stop you? Do I have that right? Or should I not use violence to protect my property? And to what level does it matter? Or to what level does that apply? Obviously, if I'm eating an apple and you grab it from me, I'm not going to slit your throat. But if somebody's coming into my house in the middle of the night to steal things, what should happen? And I'm saying what your perspective is, this what's the moral perspective of what should happen, not what actually happens in our society, but what should happen? I think that a person has the right to defend their property, or if someone else asks them to defend their property, that's something that can be delegated. I can ask you, hey, do me a favor, if you see somebody coming into my house and stealing stuff, please go over there and ask them not to, and if they don't, please stop them. I think that's perfectly acceptable, don't you? It would seem to me that our society would flourish and we would be a more productive, happier, if that was the case. If we all respected each other's property and we felt that we had the right to defend it if anybody tried to take it. And I'm not an intellectual property believer. We might get into that later. I don't believe in intellectual property, but actual physical property, including us as people. These are things that we should own, or when we own them, we should be able to control them. That's one of the elements of ownership, isn't it? Control. If I have something, but you're allowed to come and take it, and nobody cares in society, that's a problem. And for a lot of years, perhaps throughout most of human history, there's kind of been this agreement, whether or not local governments agreed, that this should be allowed. We should be able to keep our property. Come back after the break. 970-680-1360.
Join me on Open Forum Thursdays, 11 to 1. World hegemony, new currencies, global societies, weather warfare, environmental agendas. Again, Thursday, 11 to 1, 1360 KHNC, Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, I'm Dr. Maria Kurchevskaya, co-owner of Front Range Academy of Music, or FRAM for short. I have over 20 years' experience studying, performing, and teaching piano in Russia and the U.S. We offer lessons in piano, trumpet, and clarinet, as well as group lessons in music theory and history. To learn more, please visit our website, www.fr-am.com. Contact us to give your child the gift of music today.
Cleaning out your garage or basement and not sure what to do with those old books, records, or cassette tapes? Then call the Bazaar Bazaar in Fort Collins at 970-484-1699. They buy, sell, trade record players, turntables, amplifiers, receivers, and vintage radios, working or not. They're your one-stop shop for books, music, stereos, you name it, they got it. Check out FortCollinsBazaar.com or call 970-484-1699, located at 1014 South College in Fort Collins, 970-484-1699.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire with Maxcom Corporation. Today's telecommunications networks are focused on improving the customer experience. MaxCom has developed a new fiber tap to reduce and eliminate customer downtime while troubleshooting and testing the network. The device maintains signal continuity to subscribers while providing a test port for troubleshooting. Check us out at www.maxcomcorp.com.
Enter promo code KHNC when shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's promo code KHNC.
And welcome back to Brain Cleavage, where the thinking is always robust and intelligence is never artificial. This is Shepard again, the voluntarist, filling in for Kara. Today we are talking about property rights, and on the line we have Patrick. Patrick, how's your lovely day going?
How are you?
I didn't hear the first part of what you said. I would love to hear how your day is.
Oh, I said it's pretty good here in Texas.
Wonderful,
well,
wonderful. Thank you for calling in today. What's on your mind?
Well, it was just what you said in the beginning. I don't hear people talk about much, so I was hoping, I guess, to hear more from you. So you called the left more collectivist rather than left, and that's the thing you don't hear, and the thing that I certainly agree with, which is that I think this left-right paradigm is like breaking down. Like, I don't think it's valid. I don't think it's really even accurate anymore. There's people on the left that agree with some parts of people on the right. There's people on the right that agree with some stuff from the people on the left. I think maybe a more accurate sort of spectrum would be the one that you just kind of brought up, which is collectivist versus the individual. Like, are we slaves to everyone around us, or are we living for our sort of our own sake and for our own bodies and our own families first?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So I just wanted to call in and say, man, that really spoke to me. So.
And what do you think about the kind of the issue I was bringing up? Do you think that a person should be able to, and I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but do you think that a person, if they own a piece of property, a bicycle, should they be able to hang on to that and use physical force if someone tries to take it from them?
Of course. And I think most people, like, in their gut, understand why that's important, because any argument that you could make against you being able to sort of defend your bicycle could also be used to against you being able to defend your body. Like, if there's some collective need for your bicycle that's bad enough for them to take your bicycle, well, why can't they take that exact same argument? You know, as soon as the collective need is bad enough to, say, forcibly vaccinate you, why can't they take that control of your body? Like, it's the same argument. You have to reject it on both sides to be consistent, right?
It does seem like there would be a point that we would have to say, here's an arbitrary line in the sand, that you can't take my bicycle, but you can take my thing that's worth $3 less. And this, I guess the spectrum would go all the way from a grain of rice up to your entire net worth or your factory or whatever you own, with a bicycle being somewhere in the middle, depending on how much you have. But yeah, it does seem like any argument that a collectivist might have would kind of, yeah, it could be shot down. I can't think of things, and I assume you can't either?
Yeah, no, we have to be consistent for our lives and our position and our thoughts to be valid. Like, we have to be consistent. We can't say it's okay to steal somebody's bicycle or their paycheck, but, you know, we can't also enslave them. Like, these are the same arguments that we have to be consistent to be moral, even, I think.
I think I wouldn't, and you tell me if you agree or not. You might not, but I think that I wouldn't in my day job. I don't think I would work as hard and therefore produce as much value to the world if I knew that I couldn't keep the goodies that I collect. I think we all kind of want to collect goodies from that and then spend them on whatever we want, whether that's a mansion on the hill or healthcare or whatever it is. We want to be able to spend our money, our capital, the things that we acquire, our toys and tools, we want to be able to use them how we want to use them. Do you think you'd work as hard if you couldn't keep them?
No, absolutely not. Like, I don't know how much time we have, but I can give you a quick anecdote for my kids to back that up.
Go for it. We
give our kids, like, ownership over their own things, and we don't require sharing. Like, we sort of enforce those property rights in my house. And what that ended up doing, and it was so awesome, is that now that they're sort of secure in their sort of ownership of their toys, they share all the time. And we never even had to, I promise you I'm not exaggerating, we never once had to ask, much less demand my kids to share. All we had to do is be like, look, that's hers. You can't touch it unless she says you can. Look, that's yours. She can't touch your stuff unless you say she can. So now they're totally sort of secure in their property. It's not going to be forcibly shared away from them. So they share all the time, because if they don't share, then the other one might not share to them. It's like basic human interaction, and I think this should be taken like at the adult level as well. Like, if I was secure in my paycheck, man, I'd be able to help a lot of charities, you know? But I can't because it's taken from me.
So your kiddos have already figured out the free market and negotiation, and you know, we're not going to have as much fun playing unless we kind of share some things. I'm sure they would each have their own stuff that is only truly theirs, and they don't share. But for the, you know, toys and most things, I really think that if I happen to be driving by your house or your next door neighbor's house or the people across the street, and I broke down and I don't know, needed a tire iron to get my lug nut off, and I came up to your door and said, hey, can I borrow one? I'm guessing you would say yes, and I'm guessing you'd invite me to have some food and a glass of water while I'm there. And I think we would all do that.
Of course, this ain't New York. This is Texas.
Probably all over the world. I love that most people are good, and it sounds like you're doing a great job teaching your children to be good little kiddos and eventually adults.
Yeah, well, we're trying. We're trying, man. It was good talking to you.
Thank you so much for your call today, Patrick. Thank you for weighing in. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
So Patrick had a good point there, that this is something that, you know, maybe that's what's happening in society. Maybe we're not teaching our children properly. It sure sounds like he is. That's a good thing. But I don't know that everybody is. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe not everybody is teaching their children well, as the song goes. Maybe that's the problem. I think that at least with my daughters, as they were growing up, I taught them the value of property, and there were things in our small agreed upon commune, and I hate to use that word, but our household was kind of a commune, except it was a willfully entered into collective or commune. The rules were, mommy and daddy own this house and the food in the refrigerator, and we pay the electricity. And if you would like to live here, then we would like you to follow these rules. And you can't blare music at 2 o'clock in the morning. And there were those rules. But the girls also knew that if they owned a bracelet or something, that belonged to them. It didn't belong to me. That's their thing. They get to choose what happens with it, not me. And it seems that much of what has gone on throughout history, and I picked up this fun point from Will and Ariel Durant, Lessons of History, I think that was the name of the book. Have you guys read this? They kind of boiled down there, it's some ridiculous amount of years, 40 or 50 years or something like that, some huge number of years. And they kind of broke down all of these lessons of history, and let's get into that in just a bit. We have a caller on the line. Hi there. This is Shepherd the Voluntarius. Who am I getting to speak with?
George of the Jungle.
Hi, George of the Jungle. Thank you for calling in. What's on your mind today?
Well, are you talking about the absolute ownership of property?
I am.
Okay. You know, you're talking about adults teaching their children. You know, when the adults have been brainwashed, how can they teach their children what the truth is? Now, here, that's a segue into, if you look at the United States bankruptcy in 1933 under FDR, the United States went bankrupt. The real money was confiscated from the people. The gold currency, the gold-backed notes, that was real money that had intrinsic value.
Amen.
So when you get really, when you drill down into this, you'll find out that on that Congress in 1933, in the bankruptcy, they pledged to the principals all the land and all the labor of the American people. It's in the congressional record. They pledged the land. They own the land. When you, up until right around 1934, 1937, you could own land in this country without paying land rent. Okay?
Yes.
And when after that date, approximately 1937, the title of property was changed. And that's when you started to pay land rent or land taxes, okay?
And by whom was that changed? The Congress?
I don't know what Congress was in session. I'm in my car here, so I can't really tell you. So.
But it was a government body, the Congress, Senate, whatever.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, the whole system was changed, you know, by the banksters, really, I guess, where the bottom line is.
But, now, do you agree with that, or are you opposed to that?
It's a fact. There's a lien on property. When you buy property and you think it's yours, there's a lien on it. It's called property taxes. You don't pay
within
the
legal
taxes,
system.
They take it away from you. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Within that within the U.S. government system, yes.
When you drill down into this congressional record of 33, you'll see that it says right in the congressional record that when you look up that, it says that you're a mere user. That's what it says. That's the exact words. You're a mere user.
Now, let me ask you something, though. You said you were driving in a car. If I wrote something down on a piece of paper that said, I own Georgia the Jungle's car, would that change? And I have a lien on it. Would that really change who owns your car? And I guess the bigger question is,
you do not have the ownership document of your car.
You're not agreeing to me owning your car, though. And I'm not even saying title. That's U.S. government system. I don't trust those folks. But like in the real world, I can't just get together with some friends and say, hey, we're calling ourselves Congress and we're putting a lien on something. Well, no, that's still your car, George. That's not my car. It's your car. It's your property.
Do you have the title to your car? Do you know what it is?
Oh, I'm sure there are all kinds of legal documents that the U.S. government has done, but I don't have a title to the microphone I'm speaking into either. It's just the community agrees that it belongs to me.
Do you have a title to your car? Do you own your car?
Well, yeah, we own the car and we have a title, but I don't think it's worth much.
Okay. What does it say at the top of the title? Do you remember?
No.
Colorado Certificate of Title. In law, a certificate of title is not a bona fide real title. It means a title exists.
Right, but from the 30,000-foot view, when we move beyond that and we go up to the philosophy of it, not just, you know, the government and they wrote this document or that document and they had this loophole or that loophole or they didn't dot this I or cross that T, when we get right down to it, I agree that your car belongs to you, whether or not some government gave you a piece of paper or whether or not the government gave me some piece of paper and fooled me into thinking that somehow they have rights to it.
Yeah, you're kind of into the narrative that we've all been brainwashed into, and here's the legalese of it, okay?
Oh, but you know, George, I really don't care about the legalese. And the reason I don't care about the legalese of things is because that's a government system, and as a voluntarist, I really don't care what the government says. I believe even if the government says that George's car should belong to me, I don't care what they say. I don't care if there are exceptions, and I don't care about any of that. That's George's car. What do you think? 970-680-1360. Welcome back in just a little bit.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
I'm tired of this dirty old city.
Want to get away from all the traffic and people? Yearning for a moment of peace and quiet? Join me, Brian, on a Trout Tamer's Excursion fly fishing float down the cool waters of the North Platte River. Experience the broad, sweeping, and empty landscapes of Wyoming to soothe your soul. Call me at 970-460-8873 or book a trip at trouttamers.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. Being from Oklahoma, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. Tornadoes are common where I'm from and have affected my life and the lives of people I care about. No matter where you live, be aware of the dangers in your area and have a plan. You can create an emergency kit, come up with an evacuation plan, and know where to seek shelter. You never know when a disaster may hit. These simple steps can help save a life. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hello, I'm attorney Thomas Curry. My firm focuses on providing affordable, personalized estate planning for couples and individuals regardless of age or circumstance. When we first meet, we will identify what is important to you and your family, then discuss what legal tools could be a good match for your situation. Please visit my website, thomascurrylaw.com, to schedule your free consultation. Curry is spelled C-U-R-R-E-Y. I look forward to hearing from you.
You better think about what you're trying to do to me, yeah. Think, let your mind go, let yourself be free. Oh,
probably in the 80s and 90s, there was actually something that you would hear people say. They would say to the other person, somebody would say something and they would respond and say, well, hey, at least it's a free country. Have you heard that recently? I haven't. And that's really sad. This is Shepherd the Voluntarist. I have a show on Saturday nights here on KHNC at 6 p.m. And today I'm filling in for Kara here on Brain Cleavage. And we were just speaking with George of the Jungle, and George and I had some differences of opinion here. And he has done some study and some research, and it's into government stuff. And as a voluntarist, I don't care. A voluntarist is someone who doesn't really legitimize or condone other people being able to place title on property. And even though George and I disagreed, neither of us have stolen anything from the other person. Why is that? It's not because some government in North Korea or South Korea or the United States government or the Bank of England. It's none of that. We're all just human critters, right? And whether we've been around for 6,000 years or a lot longer, depending on your worldview, generally, I feel I spent a lot of years as a cop. Even so, I think most people are good. Most people do respect other people's property rights. Most people say, hey, that's George's car. That's Shepherd's car. They each paid for them on their own. It belongs to them. Now, maybe some weirdo wacko can get together with his friends and write down a bunch of stuff on pieces of paper and try to get everybody to believe that narrative that well, this is the U.S. government corporation, or I don't care if it's Billy the Wacko or if it's the U.S. government. The government isn't what gives me title to something. Either a good government or the bad government, whatever your worldview is on governments, I don't really care what other people say. I care what they do. I care that nobody breaks into my house and takes something. And as I mentioned before the break, Will and Ariel Durant, their Lessons of History book, they essentially said that civilizations, throughout all their study, they learned that civilizations go through these up and downs. And there will be a time that people who acquire property rightfully are respected by others, and they are able and allowed to acquire this property. And then it turns out that the smartest and most hardworking and luckiest and most productive people end up with most of the property. And then all of the people who don't have property anymore, they start wanting that property. And when they start wanting that property, then they decide, you know, they got to do something to get it. And there are two basic ways throughout human history that this has been done. They steal it by one of two means. One of those means is by physically stealing it. They will actually walk up to the king, the rich man, whoever, the castle, and they will actually steal the property. And that's been a popular way throughout history to get stuff from the people who have rightfully earned it. And then now, and many other times, what I see, tell me if I'm wrong here, but it looks like we're on a trend for the second thing that the Durants talk about, which is they'll get it through government. They'll get it through sales theft and income theft and so on and so forth, estate theft. So when somebody dies, the government will take a portion of the estate that the people had built up over their lifetime of work. The government will take that and then return it to the voters, the people who did not earn it, but who nonetheless want it. They're not quite brave enough to come to somebody's house and try to steal it, or maybe they don't want to put the effort forth, but they still want that property. So they say, hey, how do we get this? Well, maybe we can be of value by putting Billy the Wacko into a government office, and then everybody believes that government should exist and it's okay, and we're going to put this guy into that position, and then he will make everybody give us a little slice of their pie. So that is how, throughout history, one of those two ways, either direct theft or theft through taxation, that's what's happened. And do you agree or disagree that kind of what we're seeing now is more of the latter? It's more of the not actually coming up to somebody's house, but it's taking it through the government. And now there's a counterpoint to this. By the way, our number again, please give us a call. I'd love to hear what you have to say. 970-680-1360 is our number. Now, here's another thing that we see. What was the couple? I should have read up on this. Somebody out there knows. You know what I'm talking about. This upper middle class couple in front of their nice house, standing there with their guns, protecting their house. The pictures went around everywhere. It was a big news item. The rioters, the protesters were coming, and these folks went out on their front yard to protect their property, as I think most of us would agree would be an okay thing to do. I think we would agree that would be good. So they go out there to protect their property. And then I'm not going to say most people, because most people, we don't know what most people think. We know what the media thinks, and we know what the United Nations thinks and the World Economic Forum. And we know what the U.S. government thinks and what they tell the press through their news releases. We know what those folks think, and we know the common narrative on all the mainstream media. But we, as good human beings who respect property, we think that those people were okay. Here's the common narrative, though. The narrative was, these people are bad for going out there with guns to defend their property. What violent, horrible, awful gun owners. How awful is that, that they would think of bringing violence into what was just a peaceful little riot with some property destruction, and then these people want to make a big deal out of somebody trying to possibly break into their house. That's why they were out there, to make sure nobody messed with their stuff. There are actually people that think they were in the wrong. Okay, now I'm a gun guy, so yes, their gun safety wasn't great. Fingers on the trigger and all this stuff when they weren't pointing at what they intended to shoot at. Yeah, okay, that wasn't great. But the concept of people being able to defend their property, that just seems so basic. That seems like a basic part of humanity. You know what? I'm going to take it a step further. And maybe I'm going out on a limb here, but I'm going to say that it's also a basic aspect of being a mammal, or maybe even being alive and having a heartbeat and blood flowing. And if you don't believe me, find a dog chewing on a bone and go try to grab it. The dog says to you, maybe not in these words, I'm going to paraphrase a little bit. He says, "No, sir. No good, sir. This is my bone. This is my property. I have acquired it. There was no problem with me acquiring it. Nobody contested that maybe it wasn't really mine. And now I am trying to enjoy my property. And I am enjoying it. This is a very tasty bone. And you may not have it. And I would like to warn you." That's the warning. Get away from my property. And then when the person says no, they're still going to try to take it. What do you get then? You get bitten. How do we bite in this day? Let's talk about that in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire with Maxcom Corporation, a manufacturer of high-quality fiber optic RF video solutions. We support clients that are building video networks, whether a traditional cable operator, a broadcaster delivering signals to a cable provider, or large end users such as hospitals or universities building a campus video network. We also provide complimentary designs to confirm our customer requirements. Check us out at www.maxcomcorp.com.
Are you ready for that kitchen remodel, bathroom update, or new granite countertops and backsplash? Colorado Kitchen and Bath offers all the products from the floor to the ceiling. Do you know they also have a separate in-house floor covering department? Carpet, hardwood, tile, luxury vinyl plank, laminate, and more. This is truly your one-stop shopping experience, offering quality, service, and satisfaction since 1983, right here in northern Colorado. Colorado Kitchen and Bath proudly offers R.D. Henry cabinetry with multiple styles and finishes in their builder-grade, semi-custom, and custom cabinetry line. Call today for your appointment at 970-353-2890 or just click on ckbsales.com. That's 970-353-2890 or log on to ckbsales.com. R.D. Henry cabinetry from Colorado Kitchen and Bath. If you've been putting off that remodel, now's the time.
Beef at the grocery store costs twice as much as buying higher quality Angus beef through High Country Custom Beef from the Ely Ranch northwest of Steamboat Springs. Order your quarter, half, or whole beef today. Backed by the experience of five generations of cattle ranchers, High Country Custom Beef is grass-raised, grain-finished, and better value than any of the competition. Place your order at hccbeef.com. That's hccbeef.com. High Country Custom Beef.
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program The Pursuit of God on 1360 KHNC, and I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great pursuit of God.
We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm.
And welcome back. This is Shepherd the Voluntarist filling in for Kara on her show, Brain Cleavage. And thank you guys for listening. Thank you for callers calling in and joining the conversation. You know, I do find that we get further when we're thinking about important things when we have conversations. That helps. We can kind of hash things out in our brain. And I love going into conversations thinking, you know, I'm probably wrong about a bunch of stuff that I think. I'm probably wrong. And maybe this person can help straighten me out, clear up my thinking. I really don't care for the attitude I used to have years ago, which was, you know, I know it all. Heck, I watched Fox News last night. I have all the answers. I don't need to learn anything else. And then as time has gone on and I learned more about libertarianism and then now voluntarism, I've kind of come to realize that there is a lot out there to learn. And I'm constantly looking at my values and my principles, and I'm saying, okay, this was good yesterday. Is it still good? What can I test this against and make sure that I still am thinking clearly and with reason and logic, and I'm still being a good, smart, rational, nice guy, and just constantly re-examining ideas. So thank you for being on Kara's show, either whether you're listening, calling, whatever. Thanks for being involved. Appreciate that. We were just talking about dogs protecting bones and the bigger issue, which is mammals' general desire to protect their property. And whether it's a desire or a need, I guess that's how we keep our stuff. That's why we want to live and work hard and collect things. That's a big part of it. So I was asking the question as we went to break, how do we growl as the dog growls, and how do we bite as the dog bites? Well, one of the ways we bite is with martial arts. We use martial arts. If somebody's trying to grab us and take something from us, we might learn some cool kung fu, hi-ya, move, and push the person away or hit them away or knock the knife out of their hand or whatever. So that's one tool. That's one way that we would bite if somebody was messing with our stuff. Another way, as you hear from the nice folks, warriorsrevolution.com, as you hear from them, well, guns are another way. Guns and knives and various other tools. That's a way that we can protect our property. And it kind of seems to me that people who want to keep their property ought not trust the people that don't treat it with respect, that try to take it, whether it's the folks that George of the Jungle was talking about in the mid-1930s, whether it's the way that they tried to steal property, or whether it's the way that some carjacker down the road tries to steal it, we should protect our property. And guns are a way to do that. Now, what do you think the limits are? Would you shoot somebody, as I mentioned way earlier, if they stole an apple from you, would you shoot somebody? Well, of course you wouldn't. Why not? Well, the reason is you're a good person, right? And if I'm just putting words in your mouth and you're like, no, I'd shoot somebody if they took my apple. Well, first of all, you're kind of a jerk. But secondly, I'd love to hear from you. Maybe you're not a jerk. Maybe I just don't understand what you're talking about. But I would certainly say that there's a scale of things. Not everybody that attacks me am I going to punch. You know, if somebody attacks me with a a little poke, and then they walk away. Yeah, I'm a peaceful kind of guy. You know, I'm probably not going to do anything about it. If somebody's attacking me with a knife, it's going to get real violent, especially if I can get my fat butt up off the couch while they're doing it and do anything about it. How far do you think it's okay to go? And what else can we do? If we don't want to go fists up or guns up and go blazing and protecting our stuff, how do we then have a society that we don't have to worry about that as much? We don't have to worry about people protesting and rioting and coming into our homes and businesses, taking things, taking our property from us. What do we do about this? Well, I think Patrick, our first caller today, had a great idea. Hey, how about we teach the kiddos well? That sounds like a pretty good idea, right? Why don't we teach the kids well? And then for the kids that aren't being taught well, for the ones that are being taught that it's acceptable to work in government and tax people and work for the IRS, and that's a legitimate, good human thing, for people being taught that, well, we can't really help. We can't help those kids, unfortunately. We can still try to meet with them over a cup of coffee and explain our point of view, but who knows if they'll listen. There are people out there that are rioting in the streets. There are people out there that are burglarizing homes. There are people out there that are protecting the people that do that legally and physically. What do we do? And kind of the bottom line answer is, I don't think there are always perfect answers and solutions to everything. I wish that was the case. I wish there were always just perfect solutions. That would be wonderful. But sometimes things are kind of lousy in life. Sometimes you stub your toe and it hurts. Sometimes bad people steal things, either through taxation or actually coming onto your property and taking your beautiful sculpture that was in front of your door because you and your spouse weren't out there protecting it on the front yard with your fingers on the trigger. However this comes about, it happens. There are bad things that happen. And I suggest that maybe those of us that are good folks who don't like the idea of stealing from each other, maybe we kind of take the personal responsibility to say, you know, I can't control the rest of the world. Let's get stoic about this. I can't control everything. But what I can control is me. And what I can control is that person that is dropping in to steal something from the neighbor across the street. Am I willing to have the liability issues and the physical damage risks? Am I willing to accept those things to go next door and be a real human being that has some intestinal fortitude? Am I willing to go over and say, hey, get out of here. That's my neighbor's sculpture. You leave that alone. And to back that up, unfortunately, many of us have, in our minds, we have given that up, kind of like we've given up the idea of remembering to turn our headlights on. The car just does that for us. We've also given up this idea that it is our responsibility to protect our body, our property, our neighbors. Come back to Brain Cleavage after listening to these messages from our sponsors.
This is Larry Jagger, the host of the SCL Mortgage Show. SCL has a loan program for just about every residential need. Listen and learn what that means to you on Saturday at 12 noon on KHNC 1360, NMLS number 1200716.
Hey folks, in today's world of turmoil and change, how do you prepare for the next crisis? With propaganda-filled airwaves, who do you trust for the straight scoop? Our company, PacmanUSA.com, is built on 60 years of experience, truth, and integrity. We offer hard-to-get items covering a wide range of needs, things not found in the local big box store. Visit us at PacmanUSA.com. That's PacmanUSA.com.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. To keep your family healthy and safe, it's important to be ready if disasters happen. Develop a family communication plan. Make sure your family, including your children, know how to reach each other. Make a kit with first aid supplies, medicine, medical records, and comforting things for your child. Finally, talk about what to do when emergencies happen, like streets flooding, a power outage, or a fire. For more, visit healthychildren.org.
Sick and tired of recycled top 40 over and over? Find unheard gems on the Bizarre Bizarre Vinyl Show, Saturday and Sunday night at 8 on KHNC.
Welcome back to Brain Cleavage, and as I mentioned earlier, and you might be able to tell from my voice, this is not Kara. This is Shepard, the voluntarist. I'm filling in for her this week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being part of the show. And we've been chatting today about private property. And I was just suggesting before we went to break that we are each responsible for ourselves. And this goes beyond just physical protection with a gun or our karate fu. This probably should also apply to our financial future. Things beyond just our physical property that are sitting in our house. We cannot trust, or maybe I'm wrong, I don't think I am. I don't think we can trust Social Security. Are you teaching your grandkids, you know what, don't worry about saving up anything. The Social Securities, they're going to take care of you. Well, of course we're not. We're not fools. That's why doing things like we just the commercial was just on for Patriot Trading Group. Even if you can't afford a lot, start thinking about your financial future. Go buy a roll of those old silver coins, the dimes. And they're, you know, you can get them for $100, $200. Get your start. And start thinking about how you're going to protect your wealth. Even if you don't have a lot of wealth, protect what you have. Think about the future. Think about what you can do. Think about what you can control for your future. Really think about that. Think about if somebody comes up to your house to steal something and you do step out and you do have to shoot them. That's the only thing you can think of to do. You try everything else and that's the only thing you can do to protect yourself, not even your property, protect yourself. Guess what? You're getting sued. You're going to get sued. Now, you'll probably win, but you're going to get sued. So think ahead of time. What do you have set up for your legal protection? Do you have an attorney in mind, or do you have one of those mutual, we all have an attorney, the little card you can carry, and they'll defend you if something happens? Think about these things. Get firearms training. Learn how to be safe. Learn how not to end up in prison for protecting your property. These are things we can actually do. Make friends with your neighbors. That's big. When was the last time? Well, now you can't even smile at them. Well, I do. My neighbors are awesome. Hopefully yours are too. Get to know your neighbors. Your neighbors are who are going to protect you if somebody's trying to steal something. Not the report writers. I was a report writer for 10 years. Takes a report writer 10, 15 minutes to get there and write a report about what happened. And back in the day, I used to call myself a police officer, but I was a report writer. Who is really going to protect you if something happens? You are. Your neighbors are. Form those bonds with them. Get things right in your head. Know what you will and won't accept. Know if you are willing to use deadly force. And if you're not, don't have a gun. You're just going to bring a gun into what would have been a fist fight, perhaps. I would suggest getting training, thinking about these things, not just gun training. There are a lot of options. Get pepper spray training and martial arts training and get financial training. Some of the shows on this station, here on 1360 KHNC, look at the show lineup. That's education. Listen to these shows. Look at the things that are going to be important in the future. Listen to the shows. Gain this education. It's free. Why not? I think it's a great idea. My website is letsthinkshow.com. I would welcome you to also join
my show on Saturday nights at 6 p.m. And we will talk about all kinds of things. We talk about some self-help, how to be a better employee. I believe that was last week. We talk about values and principles and voluntarism and libertarianism and ways that we ought to all maybe have a better life living with each other. So be sure to check out my show if you're into that kind of stuff, if you're a smart person. And please do come back next week, Wednesday at 11 a.m. for more Brain Cleavage. And if you have thoughts about the show, call in next week and toss them out there. Keep the conversation going. Thanks again for listening to Brain Cleavage here on 1360 KHNC. This is Shepherd the Voluntarist. Take care, my friends.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948, or go to HappyHens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At HappyHens.biz, we love HappyHens.biz, or call us at 303-829-5948.
Hi, KHNC listeners. Jerry Axon with Sears Real Estate. Please keep me in mind when you are ready to buy or sell, or if you have real estate questions. Another option is the lease with option to buy. The lease program is set up with a year-to-year lease and guarantees a fixed rent and purchase price for 5 years. Jerry Axum, 970-576-1089, 576-1089, jerry@searsrealestate.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Teresa Taylor. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is set to shorten the recommended length of a quarantine after exposure to someone positive for COVID-19 as the virus rages across the nation. According to a senior administration official, the new guidelines will allow people who have come in contact with someone infected with the virus to resume normal activity after 10 days or 7 days if they receive a negative test result. That's down from the 14 days recommendation. In a joint virtual news conference with Governor Polis yesterday, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease specialist, said that the surge of coronavirus cases spread of COVID-19 and that holiday gatherings could lead to a surge upon a surge in the coming weeks, even as a vaccine nears distribution. Still, Fauci was hesitant to recommend considering lockdown-style restrictions unless hospital capacity begins to become overrun. The legislature has at least one more day today in its special session focusing on COVID-19 relief, Jim Williams reports. And officials declared the East Troublesome Fire, the second largest in Colorado's recorded history, 100% contained Monday after weeks of cooler weather and snow. Fire managers said that pockets of heat still exist within the fire boundary but are not expected to threaten any containment lines. I'm Teresa Taylor on the Rocky Mountain News Network.
Defeating leaves and dropping temperatures have you mourning.